Ticket to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Excuse.
Hi.
Hey, Jim. Yes, Beaver, here. Don't forget your lunches.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Now that I'm in high school, next time I have a haircut, can I get a flat top?
A flat top? Wally, where's your sense of individualism? Do you want to look like every other kid in school?
Well, sure, Dad. Here. I don't know what a flat top is, but you better not get one.
Well, okay, Mom. I'll see you.
Bye. Here, Beaver. Beaver, you got a new teacher this year. We haven't heard anything about her.
Well, she's kind of okay. She doesn't get mad at the kids. She likes everybody.
Probably just because she's new. She's trying to get on the good side of you.
No. You can tell when they're doing that. Miss Landers is nice. Just to be nice. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, children. Now, I have an announcement to make. As you read on the bulletin board, this coming Saturday, Yes, Judy?
Miss Landers, when we are pledging allegiance to the flag, Beaver was looking out the window.
Thank you, Judy.
And I don't think that's very patriotic.
Beaver, you're supposed to look at the flag. You know that.
I was looking at the flag outside, on the pole.
Well, from now on, we'll all look at the flag inside. As I started to say, this... What is it, Larry?
If we're pledging allegiance outside, do we have to look at the flag inside?
We'll have a discussion about that some other time. Now, as you read on the bulletin board...
Thank you, Miss Landers.
You're welcome, Larry. As you read on the bulletin board, this coming Saturday, the third grade is having its fathers and students picnic. We'll all assemble here at 9 o'clock with our fathers, and the buses will take us to the picnic grounds.
Oh, that's great.
You'll find a slip of paper on your desk. I want you to take it home tonight and have your father indicate whether he will be able to attend or will not be able to attend. Is that clear?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Larry.
Do you bring your own food?
Yes, each father and student
Thank you,
should...
Thank you, Miss Landers.
You're welcome, Larry. Each father and student should pack a box lunch.
Miss Landers.
Miss Landers.
Is all going to do is eat?
Oh, no, there'll be lots of games and prizes for the egg races and the three-legged races. Oh, I'm sure it will be a lot of fun.
Boy, I bet me and my pop won a lot of prizes.
My father's the fastest runner on the whole block.
My father once got a medal for the three-legged races in the Olympics.
They don't have three-legged races in the Olympics.
They don't care.
That's enough. Now, I want you all to fold your papers and be sure your fathers get them this evening.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Miss Landers!
Yes, Whitey.
What if you don't have a father? Can your mother go?
Well, no, Whitey. This is just for... But, Whitey, you do have a father.
I know, but everybody doesn't. Then they'd be left out.
Well, in that case, I'm sure an uncle or a cousin would fill in.
I got an uncle they can borrow if they don't have one of those either.
Fine, Whitey. Now, suppose we let the picnic go till Saturday and get back to our lessons.
Miss Landers.
Miss Landers.
Miss Landers. Charles has been waving his hand for the last hour.
I realize that. Charles, I said there would be no more questions about the picnic.
It's not that. I don't feel good. I just want to be excused in time to get sick.
Hey, Wally, if you must do that, take the click off.
Well, gee, Dad, it makes a neat sound.
Let's save the neat sound for when we're fishing, huh?
Yeah, I thought we ought to get an early start Saturday. There's going to be a lot of people up at Crystal Falls.
Hey, Dad, are we really going to go this time? You've been promising me for the last 3 weeks.
Well, of course we're going. Something always came up, but it won't this time.
Hey, Dad, I just thought of something. How about asking Eddie Haskell to come along?
Well, I thought we kind of planned on just the two of us.
Well, gee, Dad, when you're fishing, well, it's a lot more fun to have another guy with you. And I kind of already asked him. And he said you'd say no because you don't like him.
Well, not that I don't like him, Wally. It's just that he... We're going to be up there all day, Wally.
Do you mean he can go?
Yeah, I suppose so. But, Wally, will you do me a favor? Will you ask him on the way up not to make those noises at people when we stop at a light?
Gee, Dad, Eddie's in high school now. He doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I won't ask what he does now.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Beaver.
Where's Dad? I gotta get him to sign something.
Down in the garage.
Thanks.
What's up?
My class is having a father and kids picnic. And we're going to get to bring food and run on three legs and everything.
Well, that sounds exciting. Is there anything I can do to help?
You can make the food, but no women are allowed to come unless they're father.
Well, that lets me out.
I got to go get Dad to sign this note. It's not going. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Dean.
My whole class is going out in the woods with buses.
What's he so excited about?
His class is having a picnic.
Oh. Well, I guess I used to get excited about things like that when I was a kid.
Oh, when you were a kid. Incidentally, your squirt gun's in the bathroom. You left it on your bedspread again.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah, Dad, all the kids are going, even the ones that have to borrow Father's.
Well, sounds like fun, Beav.
Yeah, they're going to have bossed-up lunches and races with eggs and everything. You want to go, don't you, Dad?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Dad? They do, too, have three-legged races in the Olympics, don't they?
Three-legged races?
Yeah, you once told me you won an Olympics medal for it.
Oh, no, Beaver. I told you when I was in junior high, I took second place in the hop, step, and jump.
I guess that's almost as good as winning the Olympics.
Well, at the time, it certainly seemed so.
Beaver, you dropped your books right in the middle of the hall. Now, you go on in there and pick them up.
Okay, Mom.
And don't go away. You and Wally are having supper alone tonight. Father and I are going out.
Yes, Mom. Dad, would you sign this thing? This is the thing that says you're going. You got to put your signature on it. That means no printing.
Oh.
Come on, Beaver. Pick the books up.
Yes, Mom.
He certainly is excited about that picnic on Saturday, isn't he? Certainly is excited about that picnic on Saturday.
Hey, this thing's next Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well?
Well, I promised Wally I'd take him fishing this Saturday.
Well, the school is more important. You can go fishing any weekend.
Yeah, I suppose so. Only trouble is I've already called it off 3 times. Well, he's in high school now. He ought to be man enough to take it.
I guess so.
Hey, Dad, I just talked to Eddie and it's all set.
Wally.
He'll even get up at 6 o'clock.
Wally, I've been thinking about that fishing trip. You suppose Eddie's father would like to take you?
Gee, Dad, you're not going to back out again after you promised me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to back out.
And anyway, Eddie's father doesn't know anything about fishing.
Yeah, the thing is, you see...
And I talked to Eddie about making those noises at people in the car, and he said he'd cut it out and everything.
Well, I'm not going to disappoint you, Wally.
Gee, Dad, thanks. I knew you wouldn't. Well, that must be Eddie calling back.
Well, I think you should have told him right away.
Well, I know I should have, but I'm on a spot. I got to have time to figure something out. Hey, maybe you could take Beaver to the picnic.
Uh-uh. Women aren't allowed unless they're fathers.
Hey, Beaver. Mom and Dad don't want you eating with your face in the plate.
But there's nobody here.
Oh, I'm here.
Well, I'm not going to waste any manners on you.
Boy, you wouldn't get away with eating like that in high school.
How come?
Well, they make you learn etiquette.
What's that?
Well, it's learning how to eat right and have manners and stuff.
I didn't know they picked on you that much when you were in high school.
Yeah, they're real strict about that kind of stuff.
Hey, Wally, did I tell you? Dad's taking me to the class picnic.
Yeah? When is it?
This Saturday.
You're goofy, Beaver. Dad's taking me and Eddie fishing up at Crystal Falls.
Dad's taking you this Saturday?
Yeah. We're going to spend the whole day up there.
No, you're not. Dad's going to take me to the Father and Kids picnic.
The heck he is. When did he tell you that?
This afternoon.
That's when he said he was taking me fishing. You know, Beef, I think he told us both the same thing.
Yeah. Why would he do that, Wally?
I don't know. Sometimes grown-ups tell you stuff just to keep you quiet.
Yeah.
Wally, wait a minute for the Beaver. Beaver, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Okay, Mom.
Wally, do you have enough money for lunch?
Yeah, it sounds like I got enough.
Mom, where's Dad? Did he get awake yet?
Oh, he got awake hours ago. He had an early appointment. Hurry up, run along.
Did he sign my picnic paper?
Well, no, Beaver, he didn't.
What did he say about my fishing trip?
Well, Wally, he said he'd talk to you about it tonight. Now, come on, boys, you're going to be late for school. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
You see, Beef, Dad didn't sign your paper, so he's taking me fishing.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know what I'm going to tell Miss Landers. And I told all the other kids that Dad was taking me to the picnic, and we were going to win all the prizes.
Gee, that's tough, Beef, but... Well, after all, I was born first, and I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
Well, don't feel too bad, Beef. Sometime we might have a baby brother, and then he'll be the one that gets shoved around.
Gee whiz.
Well, you'll probably be able to think of something to tell the other guys.
Well, now, children, before you go home, I want you to come up and give me your slips for the picnic. Did everyone remember to have them signed?
Yes, Mrs. Landers.
All right. Then would you bring them up here, please?
Beaver, my father wants to know, is your father going to wear sneakers?
I don't know. He didn't say.
What's the matter? Doesn't he want to go?
Sure he wants to go. He wants to go a whole lot.
Thank you.
My father's taking me.
His uncle's taking me.
Yes. If anybody else wants him, he's used up.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
My father said I can come if I don't get dirty.
Oh.
My father had a business trip, but he canceled because he's always so good to me.
That's nice, Judy. Thank you.
My mom and dad had a fight about Saturday, but he's taking me anyway.
Fine, darling. Beaver, do you have your slip?
No, Miss Landers.
Well, did you give it to your father?
Yes, but he didn't give it back to me.
Well, Theodore, we have to know today whether or not your father's taking you. Is he?
Well, I think he's got to go on a business trip.
Oh, that's too bad. Won't he be back in time?
No, he's got to go to Washington to see the president.
The president of the United States?
No. I think it's one of the other presidents they got there.
Well, the president of some company.
Yes, the president of some company.
Well, isn't there someone else who could take you?
No. Because I don't have any uncles around here. And the whiteies is all used up.
Well, it's a shame, Beaver. You'll be the only one in the class not going. Oh. Well, maybe you could come along in the bus anyway.
No, it wouldn't be any fun having fun without my father.
Beaver, are you sure you don't want to go along?
No. I got a lot of things to do around the house anyway.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
You're home early, aren't you?
Yeah. I got this thing straightened out about Saturday. The boy's home?
Wally is. Beaver isn't. What'd you decide?
Well, I've got to take Beaver. After all, that's school. I know I promised Wally, but I'll just have to take him next weekend.
Wally's been on the telephone all afternoon with Eddie Haskell. He's sure you're going to take him. He's up in his room. You better let him down as easy as you can.
Yeah.
Say, Ward, I've got a wonderful idea. I couldn't take the Beaver to the picnic, but I could take Wally and Eddie fishing.
Oh, now, dear, that's kind of a silly idea.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if I go to the picnic, I have to have the car.
Wormed your way out of that one, didn't you?
Beaver, is your father really going to Washington Saturday?
Yeah, he's going to fly there in an airplane.
Judy said you just made that up because your father forgot to sign your paper.
He wouldn't forget to sign a thing like that.
I hope so, because I'd hate to see your father show up at the picnic and have everybody say you're a liar.
I am not. My father isn't going to show up at that picnic because he has to go to Washington. You and the other kids can just wait and see.
All right, Beaver, don't holler at me. I'm not like Judy and those other kids. I like you, even if you do turn out to be a liar.
Well, how's high school going?
Oh, pretty good, Dad. You just put my name on my books.
Oh. Wally Cleaver, in case of fire, throw this in. That was an old gag when I went to school.
Gee, Dad, no fooling. Eddie told all the guys he made it up all by himself.
Well, thus do our idols crumble.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Say, Wally, about this fishing trip next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's coming over tomorrow night, and we're going to get some worms. He talked his dad into buying him a new reel, too.
Yeah. Well, gosh, Wally, I hate to let you down again, but I'm just going to have to take Beaver to a school picnic.
Well, gee, Dad, what am I going to tell Eddie? He's going to say I made the whole thing up. Well, he's going to think I'm an awful creep.
Wally, you're old enough to understand why I have to take the Beaver.
Sure, I understand. Because he's a little squirt, and you like him better than you like me.
Now, Wally, you know that isn't it at all.
Well, gee, then, what is it?
Look, his whole class is going. We couldn't let him be the only one not to go, could we?
Well, if you can't take me and Eddie, I guess we can hitchhike up to Crystal Falls. It's only 60 miles.
There'll be no hitchhiking, Wally. Now, look, you're in high school now. You ask to be treated like a man. I suppose you were in my place. What would you do?
Well, okay. I'll call Eddie back and tell him we'll go next week.
Attaboy, Wally. Well, thank you.
You know, Dad, it always doesn't work out so well, being treated like a man.
No, Wally, it doesn't.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Well, you're getting home late from school.
I know. I couldn't get my locker open.
Did you lose the key?
No. I lost the combination. Mr. Bloomgarden got it from the office. And opened it for me.
Oh, well, I hope you don't forget the combination again.
Oh, no. I wrote it on the front of the locker.
Oh. Beaver, your father's home. He has something to tell you.
Oh. Want to see me, huh, Dad?
Oh, yeah, Beaver. Here's the slip about the picnic. I signed it.
Gee, Dad, it was due today.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you give it to your teacher first thing in the morning and tell her I'll be able to take you after all.
You can't take me now, Dad.
Well, why not?
Well, on account of something.
What is the something?
The something is they called the picnic off.
They called it off? At the last minute? Why?
I don't know.
Oh, now, Beaver, they must have given you some reason.
Well, a lot of the kids have got something.
You mean they're sick? What have they got?
I think they got an epidemic.
Did they close the school?
No, they just closed the picnic. I gotta go upstairs.
Supper's almost ready. Will you tell your brother?
Yes, Mom.
June, did you hear anything about an epidemic at Beaver School?
No, not a word. Why?
Well, he just said the picnic was called off.
Well, that's funny. I was talking to Whitey's mother this afternoon. She didn't mention anything about it. Well, I didn't see... Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Landers. It's Beaver's teacher.
Well, they finally got around to letting us know.
Mr. Dennison will take the Beaver? Well, I... What? Washington?
Wow, Beaver. You really told some big ones this time.
I know. What do you think they'll do to me if they find out?
Well, you'll be in trouble at school. And you'll be in trouble at home, too.
I kind of know what Dad'll do to me. But what do you think they'll do to me at school?
Well, Mrs. Rayburn and the principal might decide to make an example out of you.
Gee, Wally. That's an example.
Well, they made one of Tui Brown when he was in the sixth grade. He ran out on the new gym floor with his regular shoes on. The coach made him wear his sneakers around his neck for the whole day.
What do you think they'll make me wear around my neck?
I don't know, but they'll think of something. Oh, hi, Dad. Supper ready?
In a few minutes. Wally, if you'll excuse us, the Beaver and I are going to have a little talk out in the hall.
Out in the hall?
Yeah, that's right.
See you, Beef.
See you, Wally.
Beaver, Miss Landers just called from school.
Oh.
Why'd you make up all those stories about me going to Washington and the picnic being called off?
If I tell you, you'll be even madder at me.
Well, I'm not mad at you, Beaver.
Then maybe I oughtn't to tell you at all.
Yes, Beaver, I think you should.
Well, I told all the kids you were taking me to the picnic. And then you said you were taking Wally fishing. And I didn't want the kids to think I had the kind of father who wouldn't take a kid someplace where a father should take the kid.
Well, but Beaver, I told your mother I was going to take you to the picnic, and I told Wally that I couldn't take him fishing.
Gee, Dad, seems like you told everybody but me.
Yeah. Looks like I kind of put you on a spot where you just about had to make up those stories.
Yeah. But I wish I hadn't, though. Because now I can't go anyways.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I can straighten it out with Miss Landers. And we'll go to that picnic.
I sure hope so. Because I wouldn't like to be made an example of. I have to wear sneakers around my neck.
Hey, Mom. There sure is a lot of stuff on the potato before you get to the potato.
There sure is.
Hey, is that Dan Beaver getting home from the picnic?
Yes, it is.
Wonder if they want anything.
Well, we soon will find out.
Well, here we are, filled with the spirit of conquest, soda pop, and hard-boiled eggs.
Look, Wally, we want a cup.
Hey, boy, that's neat, Beav.
It's solid gold plastic. You want to keep it in your office, Dad?
No, you keep it in your room. After all, a leg and a half was yours. I'm going to go change my clothes.
Boy, Wally, you should have seen Dad dunking for apples.
Ward, did you explain things to Miss Lander's satisfaction?
Oh, sure, eventually. Wally wasn't too disappointed, was he?
Well, Eddie came over, and Wally put up a pretty good front of enjoying himself. Fishing in the backyard.
Oh. I suppose I should have told him as soon as I heard about Beaver's picnic.
You certainly should have. Why'd you put it off?
Well, Jim, when a father has two sons and they're both looking forward to having a wonderful time with him, you hang on to the feeling as long as you can. You do understand, don't you?
Well, as much as I can without being a father.
¶¶ Thank you.